All right, welcome back to Unleashed, the most legit Celtics podcast in the game. I believe this is episode number 98 today. And like I said in a couple of the last episodes, I can't promise that this is going to be a daily podcast moving forward. But as of the last few episodes, this is a daily podcast, at least as far as weekdays go. So, you know, I hope you guys are enjoying that. And I'm definitely enjoying having enough content to talk about every single day of the week. So, what are we talking about today? We're talking about the Celtics bench. We're analyzing some of the guys on the bench. We're talking about whether or not it's an upgrade from last year. We're going to get into all that. But before we do, I got to tell you about something special. Now, you don't want to skip this ad read because it's not really an ad read. The Guy Boston Sports Store, so guybostonsports.com/store, is offering all of the Unleashed listeners. Now, keyword all there. Make a note of that word, all, because it isn't really the case. 50% off of your order with the code UNL, the abbreviation of this podcast. 50%, 50% off your orders, the minimum $30 purchase. But here is, remember when I said all of the Unleashed listeners? That isn't the case. We're offering it to all of the Unleashed listeners, but only five of you guys are going to be able to capitalize. So if you're listening to this now, if five people have beat you to it, sorry, no code for you. So head over to guybostonsports.com/store. Use code UNL for 50% off. Again, minimum $30 purchase. And you can get, if you're one of the first five people, 50% off. Boom, right there. So head over to guybostonsports.com/store and be one of the first five to use the code UNL. So five of you guys can capitalize on that. Again, guybostonsports.com/store, code UNL. All right, so let's get into the Celtics bench. I laugh because we made the whole podcast, I think it was probably 10 episodes ago. We talked about how this Celtics team did not get worse from last year, and the jury was still out on whether or not they got better. Now, I still believe they're not worse than last year, but I was looking for a few things to happen to ensure that they got better. Now, I wasn't looking for Tatum to step up because we knew he was going to do that. I wasn't looking for Brown to take the leap. He's been doing that more than we thought, but I still expected some sort of a growth from him. And I knew Kemba was going to come back healthy. I felt that, and I think we've seen that a couple games in now. What we were hoping for and what I was hoping for and what I needed to see to get that validation was the bench turn it on. Some of these guys that they thought were going to grow into true role players maybe have or haven't worked out this year. That is sort of the test for me to say this team got better, because that was the issue from last year. The issue last year was the bench. Can they go deep in a playoff series? Do they have to rely on guys like last year, Brad Wanamaker or Enes Kanter in times of need? That was an issue. Now, I think we all thought that this issue was addressed this offseason. Using Brad Wanamaker as an example, the Celtics went out and signed Jeff Teague, right? Which you'd think on paper is an upgrade. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more in 1 second. But back to me saying on paper it should be an upgrade. If you look at the bench as a whole, on paper it should be an upgrade. So in no particular order, this year's bench, we have Marcus Smart, Jeff Teague, Semi Ojeleye, Grant Williams, Robert Williams, and then Peyton Pritchard, guys that are getting minutes, right? As opposed to last year, we had Brad Wanamaker, Marcus Smart, Enes Kanter, Grant Williams, Semi Ojeleye, and Robert Williams. So on paper, that is a much better or a much worse bench than we have this year. Why is that? Well, because about half of those names are young guys that you expected to get a little bit better, aka Semi Ojeleye, Robert Williams, and Grant Williams, and we're going to talk about them each individually in a second. And then you have Jeff Teague being added to the mix, who's supposed to be an upgrade over your backup point guard from last year. And then you have a rookie out of nowhere, Peyton Pritchard, who has been absolutely valuable. So this year's bench on paper, and if you put the names down and compare side by side, you should say, wow, that bench is way better than last year. Here's why I'm not sure it's not. Or I'm not sure it is, I should say. I guess I'm not sure either way because it's not proven to me yet. Here's why I don't think it is better as of right now. We'll put it like that. So Brad Wanamaker was one of my biggest issues with the bench last year. The fact that they had to bring in a guy that really, I didn't think contributed too much and turned the ball over a decent amount. And, you know, sure, he was a good foul shooter with strong hands. But here's why I kind of thought that, you know, bringing in Jeff Teague was going to be the biggest, I guess, upgrade in a sense for this team. Jeff Teague, a seasoned veteran, been there before, been everywhere before, been an all-star before, knows how to score, knows how to pass, knows how to run an offense. That seemed, to me, like an absolute upgrade over Brad Wanamaker. Too bad any of those things that I mentioned have really not come to fruition. Maybe in a couple games or a preseason game, but so far, not so good for Jeff Teague. In fact, if we compare them side by side, just an example, and I have the numbers here. Jeff Teague, 19 minutes played. Brad Wanamaker, 20 minutes per game. Points, Jeff Teague, 6. Brad Wanamaker, 7. These are all per game, if you hadn't caught on. Jeff Teague, assists, 2. Brad Wanamaker, assists, 3. Both had 2 rebounds. This is the one that gets me. You would think the name Jeff Teague is a way better scorer than Brad Wanamaker. 30% from the field for Jeff Teague, 45% from Brad Wanamaker. So I'm not going to go as far as saying Jeff Teague's worse than Brad Wanamaker because, again, it's a difference of 1 minute, a difference of 1 point, 1 assist. So that's fair to me, okay? I'm not going to say he's worse than Brad Wanamaker, but you can't call him an upgrade right now. Like, you can't call him an upgrade whatsoever. Even the numbers would disagree with you. The eye test would sure as hell disagree with you. And that's where we are right now. So that guy that we got, and as a veteran player, was supposed to help this team, I haven't seen him yet. I'm not saying he was a downgrade from your option last year, but I don't think that you can't even stretch it to call Jeff Teague an upgrade over Brad Wanamaker because even the numbers disagree with you, which is scary. And the turnovers too. Brad Wanamaker, you thought of a guy that would come in and make at least 2 turnovers? Jeff Teague's right there. I think the difference actually between the turnovers and it was in favor of Brad Wanamaker was only like 0.3 per game. So yeah, that was one of the biggest glaring issues with the bench, and I thought it was addressed this offseason. So far, it hasn't been. Now, that's assuming, you know, that Jeff Teague is the backup point guard. We've seen Peyton Pritchard kind of take that role and really, really, really be good with it, right? He's come in and kind of taken the league by storm in terms of what was he, the 26th or 7th pick in the draft, and all of a sudden it's like, who's Peyton Pritchard? Oh, that's Peyton Pritchard. But now he's injured for 2 weeks, and that's going to be a rough 2 weeks because now we do have to rely on Jeff Teague. So let's get into some of these names because I already mentioned Peyton Pritchard. So Peyton Pritchard is one of the guys that now this bench relies on because the veteran they signed did not work out, and I'm ready to say it's not working out. Like, I can't see Jeff Teague getting any better. I was wrong about him. I thought he was going to be good for this team, but I just can't see it right now. So Peyton Pritchard is a name that this bench relies on now, which I don't know if you're in the best position if you do, you know, genuinely have to rely on a rookie. Like, I don't think any team should ever have to rely on a rookie. Is it okay that you do? Sure. Like, if Peyton Pritchard's going to keep playing and they keep relying on him, that's great. But the fact that you're handcuffed to relying on a rookie, I don't love that. I don't love it. I love Pritchard, but I don't love the idea of relying on a rookie. So this bench really relies on Peyton Pritchard, which I don't think that that's the best case scenario. Next, Robert Williams and Semi Ojeleye. I'm going to group them together because they're in the same boat in my mind. Now, for this bench to get better, they both needed to take leaps, which I think we can say they did. I think Robert Williams is less and less of a mental head case out there, and Semi Ojeleye really has kind of turned it on slightly offensively, and then I think he's played a lot better defense and just better in the flow of things. Semi Ojeleye doesn't look like just like a brick you-know-what house out there. He actually looks like he's part of the offense, part of the defense, part of the team, to be honest. So those two guys taking a step up, that's great. But the one last name we needed to see, and we needed to see him actually get better, was Grant Williams. If those three guys as a unit, not one, not two out of the three, we needed all three of those three to get better, and all of a sudden now we're looking at a better bench because those are three of the names that were recurring from last year. Grant Williams stinks this year. Somehow, and I didn't think it was possible, but from last year, he's taken a step down because you guys know I've never really been high on him. But if Grant Williams can't turn it around this year, and obviously it's still a long season, I know the cliche saying, but I think we've seen a lot of basketball already and he hasn't gotten better. But if he can turn it around, all of a sudden this bench does take a massive step up because if we can continue to rely on Pritchard and then all of a sudden Grant Williams comes up and obviously you have the staple Marcus Smart, this is a decent bench. But if you're relying on a rookie that's not there or gets injured and now you have Jeff Stinky Teague, and then Grant Stinky Williams, who's 4'1" at the power forward position, all of a sudden your bench really dwindles down to Robert Williams and Semi Ojeleye, outside of Marcus Smart, obviously. And by the way, things have been going with injuries in the starting lineup. Marcus Smart is just a starter on this team by now. So it's something to keep an eye on because, again, that should be the scary way to put it. If you have to now rely on just Semi Ojeleye and Robert Williams as your core bench guys, it's like, oh, yikes. It's great. It's great if you have Marcus Smart, Peyton Pritchard, and Grant Williams all performing at peak condition. And then you have Robert Williams and Semi Ojeleye who have taken a step up too. That makes for a good bench, in my opinion. An underrated bench. They're not going to call home and say it's the best bench ever, but I think that bench can hang. But if Pritchard gets injured like he has again, or just starts coming back down to earth, I guess, as a rookie, and you have to rely on Teague, and then if you have Grant Williams continue to play like a freaking bag of you-know-what, it's like all of a sudden that bench is not so great, and if anything, maybe worse than last year, truly, which would make this team possibly worse than last year, because I think the bench is the biggest issue, and if the bench got worse, all of a sudden you have a bigger issue, and But let me say this, too. I guess these are sort of the caveats here. So this is all assuming that the starting lineup stays healthy and that the starting lineup continues to be, you know, the two big lineup with Daniel Tyson and Tristan Thompson. To me, if everyone stays healthy and you made the switch of starting Marcus Smart over one of those big men and going Kemba Walker, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and, you know, either Tristan Thompson or Daniel Tyson, one of those guys come to the bench, I do think all of a sudden that makes your bench a little bit better. Now, with that being said, it needs to have a healthy Peyton Pritchard in there because you need to have that sort of energy come off the bench, and I think Pritchard provides that and Marcus Smart provides that. So if Marcus Smart goes to the starting lineup, you don't have that on the bench anymore, but if Pritchard's healthy and ready to go, I do think you kind of cover that void. And bringing one of the big men to the bench, all of a sudden I think it takes the reliance off of Robert Williams and Grant Williams. Because those are your two bigs right now off the bench. You have to rely on those guys. One of them just stinks out loud right now, and the other one can be a mental head case and like a chicken with the head cut off out there. That's Robert Williams. Now, he's been pretty solid so far when he's healthy this year, but that's the major issue to me. So I think everyone being healthy, I wish they would, you know, nix this double big lineup because it not only would help, like, let's not forget that this starting lineup isn't really good as a starting lineup either. You know what I mean? So I'm not just saying, like, oh, like, take a little bit away from the starting lineup so you can pad on the bench. No, I think if you started Marcus Smart, all of a sudden you have a one big lineup like most teams in the NBA, and I think you're a better starting lineup. And then having Tice or Tristan Thompson off the bench, I think, gives you way more of a foundation in terms of the big man you now have to bring in. Because, again, right now, if you go out there and Daniel Tice and Tristan Thompson get gassed starting the game, all of a sudden you're like, okay, well, go ahead, Time Lord, or go ahead, Grant Williams. Or even worse, go ahead, Semi Ojeleye, who's smaller than both of them. And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's our big man? What if he doesn't come to play today? What if Time Lord does have that sort of mentally off day, or Grant Williams continues to stink, or Semi Ojeleye doesn't keep steadily improving? All of a sudden it's like, well, we just wasted our two, you know, willing and able bodies at big men in the starting lineup, and what are we left with? So I think it's something to keep in mind. You know, if everyone's healthy, maybe you make that move too. But overall, the way things are right now, I think that this bench should be better than last year, but because of Jeff Teague and because of really Grant Williams, I think we're not necessarily going to see that. And obviously because Peyton Pritchard's injured now, we're not seeing that. It's tough because it's like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Kemba Walker can be as good as they want. But if you can't even, you know, sniff a bit of responsibility or reliance on those guys on the bench, what's going to happen? Every time your second unit goes in against even another team's second unit, it's game over. You're going to blow it. You're going to have to either run your starters into the ground, which will lead to probably some malcontent players and also some serious injuries if you have to play them 45 minutes a night. But then you're also going to have to just worry about the fact that, okay, well, now they're going to be tired next game and this game and this game, and they're just not going to perform well. These guys need breaks. It's like in football. If the defense is, you know, getting torched and they're not staying on the field for a long time, making good defensive possessions and vice versa, you got to give the offense a break if you're playing good defense. Same thing with the offense. If the offense is going and committing three and outs over and over again, that defense is going to get winded. But if the offense is having nice, long, steady drives, the defense can get some water, get some air, and get ready to play some football when they come back on the field. We need to be able to do that for Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and certainly a beaten up Kemba Walker with the leg injury. Are we going to get that? I think time's going to tell, but so far, not so good because of all of the reasons I mentioned. But yeah, that's what we got. I hope that made sense to you guys. If you do enjoy the show, make sure to like it on YouTube, subscribe on YouTube. If you're listening, make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts and follow on Spotify. It really means a lot. I love that this is somehow a daily show now, but I don't know if we'll stick with that. You guys are at least going to get an episode a week, I promise. I don't know about the 5 episode per week that we're hitting, but Anyways, we'll catch you in the next episode. Again, most legit Celtics podcast out there, and that's because of you guys. And make sure to go capitalize on that code in the Guy Boston Sports Store. Catch you in the next episode.